father caught her and Puzo in a tender embrace. She is terrified that he will sentence her to the ocean serpents. I must hurry to prevent this. 11 Martius. My worry for Puzo and Neva was saved when a storm hit, for father was distracted and nervous. He lashed himself to the mast, the safest place for a king. Then, when the skies cleared, he was again distracted, because there came much shouting for joy. Alexandria! I am too excited for words. We are home.
So Cleopatra is finally home. It's been 2 years of fear, frustration, and uncertainty about her future, without any of her friends, except Neva, nearby for help or support. She must have so many feelings: relief, excitement, exhaustion from the trip, and still, of course, fear and uncertainty, both for herself and for Egypt. Let's keep reading on page 163, starting with the new entry for 16 Martius.
16 Martius, the royal palace of Alexandria. Will I give away the secrets of my heart if I describe how it was to finally see Olympus again? I had not realized how deep my affection is for him, this friend of my youth. Thoughts of Mark Antony moved far back in my mind. After 2 years, Olympus was taller, and, now 16, his chest as broad as a man's. I could see him standing on the palace steps that lead down into the water. Our